According to partner human rights organizations, more than 37,000 citizens have already undergone such a procedure. In particular, people who were forcibly deported to Russia. Ukrainian Parliament Commissioner for Human Rights Lyudmila Denisova informs. Filtration becomes permanent for especially dangerous in ideological terms and unreliable Ukrainians. They have to through it every 3 days. The Ukrainian citizens are interrogated, thoroughly examined, held in inhumane conditions, humiliated and tortured. This is not just discrimination against Ukrainians on the grounds of nationality. This is one of the elements of the total genocide of our nation. The ideas of inferiority of the Ukrainian people and second-rate, artificial Ukrainian statehood are components of the ideology of hatred towards Ukraine, which has been nurtured by Russian propaganda for years and which today justifies the extermination of Ukrainians by the Russian political and military leadership, Denisova noted. She stressed that any physical or moral coercion against civilians, in particular, to obtain information from them or third parties, was a gross violation of international humanitarian law and the customs of war. According to Article 32 of the 1949 Convention relative to the protection of civilian persons in time of war, civilian and military agents are prohibited from taking any measures of such a character as to cause the physical suffering or extermination, including any ill treatment, of persons protected by the convention. I urge the UN Commission of Inquiry on Ukraine to take into account these facts of war crimes and human rights violations committed by the occupying power in Ukraine, the Ukrainian Parliament Commissioner for Human Rights summed up. Natalia Tolib.